We usually have the initial meeting in our locker room because it's where we're going to be for many intimate moments in the future. So I think it's a good place for us to take that first step. In addition to the players, the rest of the team is present, including the trainer, the team physician, the managers, my administrative assistant, and our three assistant coaches. It's important to begin using plural pronouns right away. Our instead of my. We instead of I. Us rather than me. I don't want the guys to be thinking this is my team, Coach K's team. I want them to believe it's our team. The principle that we're all important is also something that needs to be demonstrated immediately. That's why the head coach isn't the only one who talks at this or any other Duke basketball meeting. Different people will speak to the players. The team trainer will discuss schedules for upcoming physicals. The team managers will say something about what they do and what is expected. Then I'll usually pop in with something like, just remember, the managers are part of our team, as is everyone here. Treat them right. We're all equal. And in this initial meeting, I also get my only rule out of the way fast. It is, don't do anything that's detrimental to yourself, because if it's detrimental to you, it'll be detrimental to our program and to Duke University. I won't dwell on it because I'd rather not ruin the moment. This is a great day, a day that I've been looking forward to with anxious anticipation for months. You can feel the excitement in the air. You can see the spring in everyone's step. As I always remind myself, my goal in preseason is to get to know my players and what they can do. Find out who we are together and develop the personality of our team. This audio book, Leading with the Heart, is my blueprint for success, not just for winning basketball games, but strategies for winning in business and in life, encompassing a commitment to excellence. Time management. At the first meeting, we pass out notebooks and pocket calendars containing a variety of logistical items. Important dates for the upcoming semester are marked and reviewed, including things like our first practice, the day new recruits are in town for a visit, special events in my home, and of course, our schedule of games. We'll also point out when fall break occurs and when might be a good time to leave for the Christmas holidays. We'll encourage the students to plan ahead, to schedule their flights and trips well in advance so as to save money. Time management is a lesson that the students learn through us, not only as it relates to them individually, but as it pertains to a group. In other words, we make certain that they realize right off the bat that they have responsibilities to the team as well as to themselves alone. We also really hit hard on academics. One member of our staff will talk about the students getting their schedules set up and in on time. They will be reminded to tell professors of their athletic schedules, when they have to miss class, and what they plan to do to get the materials they would miss. Basketball players are simply not going to scrape by in their studies at Duke University. They are going to have to work. As a head coach, I personally do not want to represent a school that brings in 20 people over 5 years and have only 2 of them graduate. I expect every player we recruit to graduate, and I tell them so right up front. We also want university life to be a total experience for them. That's one reason there are no athletic dorms on campus. They just serve to separate the athlete from the rest of the student body and rob him of the opportunity to integrate with others. To me, that's one of the most important aspects of a college education. While it's always up to the individual student to graduate, I also believe it's incumbent upon the school to positively influence its athletes in their studies. So, throughout the year, we keep close track of how our players are progressing. As the head coach, I receive weekly updates throughout the year on significant events in each student's academic life, and then take action accordingly. At the first team meeting, I'll take a minute to stress honor in academics. What is the worst thing that can happen to you academically? I'll ask. And usually someone will respond by saying, I get an F. No, that's